Hello and welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. Although the winter solstice for 2008 is now past, it remains an important starting point to gauge the future. The two solstices and two equinoxes mark seasonal changes for much of the world and have been used by astrologers to predict three-month periods from one marker to the next. What also makes the equinoxes and solstices so important is their relationship to our planet Earth and to the Sun, our light and life-giver. At the summer solstice, the Sun reaches its maximum declination, or distance, above the celestial equator. And at the winter solstice, the Sun is at its maximum below the celestial equator. The celestial equator is simply the Earth's equator projected into space. At the equinoxes, the Sun is on the celestial equator. So we can say that this relationship is the most fundamental cycle between the Earth and the Sun, and therefore for life on the planet we inhabit. The other primary cycle is the relationship among the Sun, Moon, and Earth, which we see in the changing phases of the Moon, and whose effect, astrologically speaking, is most evident at eclipses. In fact, eclipses are also used as timers to forecast future trends that can affect large segments of the population. How are these forecasts made? Well, as I've pointed out before, as long as a clear starting point exists, astrology can use that to make predictions based on the time, place, and date of the event, whether it is the birth of a person or a phase in the ongoing cycle between the Earth and the Sun. In the case of this year's winter solstice, the official date and time was December 21st at 6:04 a.m. Central Standard Time. Casting a chart for that date and time, and then looking at transits, or future planetary aspects, to this natal chart will pinpoint important dates over the next 3 months until the spring equinox signals the next phase in the life cycle of Earth, and even over the next year until the winter solstice in 2009. As I talked about last week, the signature for this winter solstice is the exact conjunction of the Sun and Pluto. Essentially, this is an aspect of expressing or manifesting power, as well as the transformation of identity at the deepest and most profound levels. Remember, this is a global chart, not merely individual or local. It is about our planet. The first important transit to this solstice conjunction is by Mars, the planet of action and impulse, on December 27th and 28th of this year. Watch for these dates, and a day or two on either side, for an event or events that represent the nature of the Sun-Pluto conjunction. Other key dates during 2009, where extremes in our world may be witnessed, are February 23rd and 24th, mid-March, April 22nd and 23rd, and June 20th and 22nd. Perhaps the strongest aspect to this winter solstice conjunction is late October and early November, when Saturn, by transit, arrives at zero Libra, the degree of the autumnal equinox, and squares the Sun-Pluto conjunction of the 2008 winter solstice. The pressure on our planet could be at a peak, and a sense of frustration or powerlessness may ripple around the globe. As well, it could represent a time for accountability of the excesses of power and the legal means to enforce that. It's a year worth watching carefully.